Today, we're examining a fictional recent drug ad. Let's get into it. The number one problem with this ad are the misleading claims. Let's talk about the big claim here. The end of high blood pressure. That's a bold statement, and frankly, it's misleading. High blood pressure, as we know, is a complex condition. Suggesting that a drug can completely cure it is not just exaggerated, it's potentially dangerous. Patients might get the wrong idea and neglect other aspects of their treatment. Next, we have this absolute efficacy claim, proven to work in 100% of patients. This is, to put it bluntly, unrealistic. No drug works the same way for every single patient. This kind of blanket statement is not only misleading, it lacks substantiation. It's a classic example of overpromising and under-delivering, ignoring risks and side effects. Here's a major red flag. Risks and side effects are barely visible in the ad. They're tucked away at the bottom in a font that's a nightmare to read. Not giving these their due prominence is like only telling half the story. It's critical to provide a balanced view, both the benefits and the risks of the drug. The issue with the small print. Speaking of fonts, let's talk about this tiny print. It's a tactic we've seen all too often, hiding essential information in a font size that even a magnifying glass can't really find. This isn't just inappropriate, potentially non-compliant with advertising standards. Remember, you're encouraged to report adverse events of prescription drugs to the FDA. You're supposed to have the Visit MedWatch or Call 1-800-FDA number in your ad. I'm not sure I see that. For assistance with your advertising compliance needs, feel free to contact us at darshan@kulkarnilawfirm.com. Then think of the fact that there is lack of supporting data. The claims made in the advertisement are also likely unsupported by substantial scientific evidence. It's a red flag for non-compliance with advertising regulations and is likely misleading. Unrealistic efficacy claims. Claims like the end of high blood pressure and proven to work in 100% of patients without any side effects are not just unrealistic, they're potentially harmful. They set up false expectations and this could lead to misuse of the drug. Omission of generic name. Another issue here is the omission of the generic name of the drug. This can be considered to be a violation of advertising standards. It's crucial for transparency and informed decision-making. Omission of necessary lifestyle changes. Finally, the ad fails to mention that the drug should be taken in conjunction with lifestyle changes and possibly other medications. This provides an incomplete picture of the treatment process and may mislead patients about the reality of managing high blood pressure. That wraps up our deep dive for today. As you can see, this ad has a few issues that need to be addressed. For assistance with your advertising compliance needs, call me at 302-252-6959. That's 302-252-6959.